This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Good morning, Lee. We've got it all right out of the burn bags.
Yep.
That somebody, fortunately, did not set fire to. Oops. Oopsie. Love to know who that is. We'll find out all of this eventually, who was supposed to destroy what was in the burn bags, but did not. But thankfully, we have the treasure trove of documents we were never meant to read. And boy, are they specific. Here's what happened. And this is like something out of a James Clancy novel. And I think a lot of the media is getting so dumbed down into like, you know, all this technical stuff people's eyes glaze over. No, this is like a spy novel. Tell it that way. So it starts with the Russia hacking, but not the one they made up and lied about that the DNC had been hacked. No, it was the Open Society Foundation that was hacked by Russia. So there was a hacking. That's the first bombshell this morning. And the Open Society Foundation was the victim of it. And what Russia was able to get, and I have to wonder, you know, we knew that Russia was alarmed that Hillary Clinton, they knew about it, and was alarmed that Hillary Clinton was making up this whole Russia collusion hoax, that we're very afraid of where it would lead. Is that what induced them to hack the Open Society and get these memos? Because here's the weird thing. Russia's kind of the hero of this story. It's the opposite of what we've been told. They go in there, they hack the Open Society. What they get are these memos, basically people writing down notes about the conversations they've had. You were never supposed to see these. There's a guy with the Soros Foundation. He's basically writing a memo about what he and the head of the Democrat Party were talking about. And what they were talking about was Hillary Clinton's plan to make up the Russia collusion hoax. It was this great idea, you see. By somebody named Julie on her campaign. I just love this line. During the first stage of the campaign, in other words, the Russia collusion hoax, due to lack of direct evidence, since there was no Russia collusion, no Russia hacking of the DNC, it was decided to disseminate the necessary information through the FBI-affiliated technical structures, in particular CrowdStrike, which is just a company run by a bunch of former FBI section chiefs, and Threat Connect companies, from where the information would be disseminated through leading U.S. publications. Well, why would you have to run it through them? Because, let me repeat, quote, due to lack of direct evidence. We are done here. We're done here. Julie, Clinton campaign advisor, says it will be a long-term affair to demonize Putin and Trump. Now it is good for a post-convention bounce. Later, the FBI will put more oil onto the fire. We have direct collusion. Ooh, there's that word. Cooperation and coordination between the Clinton campaign and the FBI and the Democrat Party leadership to fake the Russia collusion hoax. So apparently your tax dollars, when we pay for the FBI, what we're paying for, we're just paying for them to work as an arm of Democrat campaigns. They see that as their job. Now, folks, just to set the stage here, this is going on after, in the weeks after, James Comey discovers felony after felony after felony after felony after felony after felony on those thumb drives. Hillary Clinton walked out with all that classified info on the thumb drives. She's not even supposed to be able to view it by law except in a SCIF. She took it home. Comey went, oh no, wow, she go to prison for the rest of her life. I know, I'll classify the evidence to hide it. Then they did this, Lee. Then they did this. Quote, Hillary Rodham Clinton approved Julia's idea about Trump and Russian hackers hampering U.S. elections. The key word in that sentence is idea. Remember when your English teacher used to tell you circle the key word?
Yeah.
Yeah, I circled it. Idea. Hillary Rodham Clinton approved Julie's idea, Julie's on her campaign, about Trump and Russian hackers hampering the U.S. elections. It was just an idea Julie came up with. Yeah, Julie's a pretty creative girl. She really wrecked a lot of people's lives. Quote, this, they wrote, this should distract people from her own missing email, talking about Hillary Clinton's. No, missing's an understatement. This should distract people. Stolen is a better idea. Stolen classified data. This should distract people from her own missing email, especially if the affair goes to the Olympic level. Again, this is, if you're just tuning in, this is the intelligence they hid from us that's in the burn bags, locked deep within the FBI. The point is making the Russian play a U.S. domestic issue. Say something like, in other words, we should say something like, here's our lying talking points. Say something like a critical infrastructure threat for the election. Oh, so Julie made that up too. Cool. So there was no critical infrastructure threat?
Nah.
Well, you know what? And Mike Benz is tweeting this morning, and he should, because he's a former State Department desk chair. They call it a desk, but it's like a section of the State Department. The State Department is his cloak and dagger as the CIA. And Mike Benz tweeted that, and he said, this line is critical, Lee. Say something like a critical infrastructure threat for the election. That was the basis of the entire censorship system they built afterward. No, these are national security threats. And this is how the FBI set up a censorship office inside of Twitter. It couldn't just be, well, we're all Democrats. We don't like true things, which is the truth. No, it was, well, you know, critical infrastructure threat. You got to help us combat the disinformation. They made it all up. Actually, Julie did, whoever she is. I'm sure her face could be plastered all over the internet by the end of the weekend. I can't wait to see what she looks like. Say something like a critical infrastructure threat for the election. To feel, I don't understand this part, to feel manic. I don't know why you want to feel manic. Maybe that's why they need to trank Hillary. I don't know. But anyway, this is my favorite part, Lee. Both POTUS, that'd be Obama, and V POTUS, that'd be Biden, have acknowledged the fact that the intelligence community would need to speed up searching for evidence that is regrettably still unavailable. We're done here.
Yeah, Biden lied.
Yeah, they all lied.
Yeah.
In fact, they not only lied, they knew they didn't have the evidence and that they needed to manufacture it.
Right.
Now, here's the problem. Okay, this is Devin Nunes. He was on the Intel committee at the time. And they had subpoenaed all of this intel. They had the clearances to see it. They were told they got it, but actually the CIA and FBI defied the subpoena. It was, of course they did. I mean, they couldn't give them this. So as you hear the lying mainstream media this weekend and last week say, well, look, the Republican congressional committees, they took a look at this and they found, I mean, there was Russian hacking. They found that this was legitimate. Well, that's because You hid the real evidence in the burn bag and didn't show it to them. Now watch this. The mainstream media is not going to tell you that part because they lie too. Here's Devin Nunes, who then was in Congress on the Intel Committee. And he's explaining all of this. Here we go.
We would have had that email, which we were supposedly given all the emails. When we did this long investigation in 2017 and 18, this would have been very relevant. And in fact, that one email, Laura, probably sums it up better than anyone else can do it. We all knew this had happened. We all knew why they were doing it. But why weren't we given the email? That is against the law. They broke the law right there. Right? It's, you can't lie or mislead Congress or withhold evidence from Congress, especially one that led to President Trump's entire term being ruined by this nonsense. And how many lives were ruined by this? I mean, General Flynn, Mike Caputo, Roger Stone. We can go on and on and on the damage that was done.
Yeah, and you know who the onus is on this morning, too? I mean, among other people. Chief Justice Roberts. He now knows everything in those FISA warrants was a lie, was perjury. They gigged the FISA court. He going to do anything or just continue pretending none of it happened?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
It was, as we know, going to be a disaster. Tariff Armageddon.
This is an economic Armageddon that's coming for the U.S. consumer and the economy.
You see all of his cabinet members, his other aides, going on TV and you know, glorifying the tariff Mageddon we have just been through and are still going through.
President Trump shrugs as the stock market plunges and the dollar weakens amid warnings that his tariffs could throw the United States into a recession.
Yeah, and remember, the recession was scheduled. It was pre-scheduled, actually, in part by financial guru J.P. Morgan Chase's Jamie Dimon, biggest bank in the country. All of the right investors, all of the richest investors, that's their main thing that they do, is they advise investors, yeah, you know, we're probably going to have a recession, and Trump's tariffs probably lead to a recession, and blah, 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 blah. Blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm. How's that working out? Not so good. You know, maybe the financial media should maybe get like a backup source for their recession predictions. One who is not a fundraiser for Hillary Clinton and the Democrats. I'm just saying, relying on a guy for financial advice who fundraises for Democrats, maybe not the best strategy for accuracy. I don't know. I mean, I'm not a news director. It's probably not qualified to be one. But, you know, maybe there's like 300 million other people in this country. Some of them know some stuff about finances. I mean, like, just if you had not had Jamie Dimon on, but like, say you'd had Philip and Tony from Common Sense Retirement Planning. I know they don't run JP Morgan Chase, but they got it right. And all the right people did not. But to his credit, Jamie Dimon walked it back yesterday. Just actually, them tariffs, they're going really, really well.
We started tariffs. We didn't know what they're going to be. And now we kind of know. And they're more moderate and thoughtful and, you know, more carefully done. And hopefully they'll help some companies export. You know, maybe some people move manufacturing back here. So, you know, so far, so good.
Wow. Is that different from the way the shiny shoes sounded a few short months ago? And folks, remember, Bloomberg has that panel of 50 top, supposedly top Wall Street economists. They all said gloom and doom, end of the world. How'd that work out? Not so good. I love this segment with Todd Pyro, one of the few on Fox News who's gotten this right, and Brian Bramberg.
Once again, Brian, did Donald J. Trump see something that none of these so-called best and brightest economists, CEOs, all the leaders of industry failed to see? Because it seems to me Donald Trump saw it and all those other guys missed it and we're doing okay.
Well, I think they missed it because they thought that his opening bid was somehow going to be where he ended up. And he's a negotiator, right? So he came in strong, but he had his vision was this: get some tariff revenue, open up the rest of the world to our stuff, and get to a point where we can prosper. And look, these other countries can do fine as well. So I think the doom people didn't like Donald Trump mostly, and they wanted to find, you know, kind of a cudgel to beat him over the head with. But Jamie Dimon got it exactly right. It's turned out pretty well. The economy's in pretty good footing. We need some things to happen. We need some of these deals to get done. We need interest rates to come down a little bit. But if you can make that happen, plus the tax cuts, second half of the year, you've got a lot of great potential.
And let's also not forget that one of the things that these trade deals are going to do is onshore industry. And yes, I understand what the left says. You can't build a factory in a week. Understood. But my timeline, I'm sure your timeline, a lot of our timelines, is not a week. We want something for our children. And that's what Donald Trump is going to provide.
You know, you can't do it in a week, but when you're motivated, you can do it pretty darn fast these days, actually. So it wouldn't surprise me if some of the onshoring happens faster than a lot of the critics say. Look, when the incentives are there, the money's flowing, and there's opportunity, businesses find a way.
Mm-hmm. Tell me again how this was supposed to go. Because I just wanted a refresher.
It was very clear that these tariffs are going to be passed on to American consumers and are going to slow down the economy.
The best hope for our economy is that there will be enough damage to markets quickly that the administration is led to correct.
They have created havoc in our economy that was improving, and now we have people out there scared to death.
Okay, sure. Fabulous. Oh, I can't play those enough times. I'm having too much fun. Because it's ridiculous what they did. Ah, but you know what that is? That's not reporting. That's propaganda. That's them trying to talk down the economy. Didn't work. So, folks, so much winning going on right now. Like, I don't even know where to begin this morning. And I want to address something, okay? Because I keep getting the hate text from a lot of you. And you're not mad at me. You're just mad, okay? I know it's been a lot of years since the Russia collusion hoax. And what I keep hearing from you over and over and over again, they're not going to prison. It's not going to happen. There's not going to be an indictment. There's not going to be a trial. Just give up, because I give up. And we've been told this before. And it's not happening. Well, okay. Folks, understand something. I know you're frustrated. I'm frustrated. But do you realize what a bombshell we are at right now? We have never had the proof in our hands. It turns out it was sitting in burn bags in a very secret triple locked room in the FBI behind multiple locked doors that Kash Patel has only recently found out about. There are people inside the FBI going, here, this is where the secrets are hidden. That stuff was supposed to burn, and for some reason it didn't. Somebody didn't set it on fire. We've never had the proof before. We had plenty of people telling us what was going on. We had whistleblowers. We didn't have the proof. We have it now, and it is devastating. How do you know? Total silence, wall of silence from the media this morning. That's how you know. They got to black it out because they don't know what to do. Thing number two, we never took enough control. This is what's new, okay? And I'm telling you, this is different this time. We never had enough control of these agencies. We had failed to conquer them. And so we didn't have actors inside of or on top of these agencies who could get this stuff or would even try. In fact, we know from Bill Barr now they were hiding the evidence of the crimes. And we also know, and one of the most fascinating things from this week from Donald Trump was him finally admitting, because he never admitted this before, but he did in a True Social post. He said, because of the custom, and it's only a custom, and he wants it done away with, of allowing one senator to object to an appointment, 150 of his appointments are just sitting there, unconfirmable. And he said, look, I'm not doing what I did in my last term, which was you basically have to nominate a Democrat who hates us to get the Democrats to take their blocks off of them. And he said, listen, all Charles Grassley has to do and the Republican leadership has to do is sign a thing saying, hey, you know, we're not going to do this custom anymore. We're not doing this anymore. You don't have an objection from one liberal senator isn't going to stop a Trump nominee. And he can put the people he wants through, real actual people who are not criminals or people who cover for criminals. And he said, that's why his 150 nominees are blocked, because they're not criminals. They're not deep state. They're not hacks. They're not liars. And they're not people who cover for criminals. They're normal Americans. And he's begging the Republican leadership, stop it with the blocks and suspend it. You did it for Biden. Do it for me. Why? Because these are the people who can actually go in and will actually go in and try to get this stuff. So we never had control of these agencies. We had fundamentally corrupt people running them. And we didn't have the Holy Grail. You know, they've been looking for the Holy Grail for the whole long time. Yeah, well, last night, we just got the Holy Grail, the Russia collusion hoax. All fake. Made up by somebody named Julie. I keep Googling at the breaks on X, see if we got her picture yet. Somebody will find it. She was a campaign advisor to Hillary Clinton. She came up with the whole Russia collusion hoax. And we are very grateful to the Soros organization for documenting the whole thing, writing it down, and to the Russians for hacking them. So we know. By the way, the Soros Foundation has put out a denial of this whole thing. They say they are the victim of the Russians and Russian disinformation. And that's kind of true. They are the victim of Russians. Russians did hack them. But the problem is that the Durham investigation found that intel and found it to be accurate. So they hid it behind classification. It was supposed to be destroyed, but it wasn't. And now the media that lied all those years is trying to figure out what to say to their sheeple. Yeah, must be some tense conversations going on in newsrooms. What bigger, better lie to tell?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With AllTrails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with AllTrails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Okay, really wild that these things are being said out loud, folks. Epic rant of the week so far comes to us from J.D. Vance. It's his warning to Europe that they're killing themselves with mass migration and censorship. Censorship that, it turns out, is being pioneered by, wow, this is a familiar name, John Brennan. He was over in Ireland helping them with their censorship algorithms just a few weeks ago. They're building a worldwide dragnet. And it's waiting for us, should the Democrats ever win again. They've even got the charges ready. And France in the last week, criminal investigation launched into Elon Musk and X. Why? Well, for a couple of things. One of them, Russian disinformation. But didn't we just learn that that's fake? Didn't Hillary and some chick named Julie make that up? Yeah. With some help from the FBI. Yet, Russian disinformation is now being used as the basis for the censorship system that has led to the arrest of 12,000 citizens of the UK, many of whose homes were raided. They announced this week the formation of a police force, a national police force, to police social media posts. And the authority for that is the Online Safety Act, which went into effect this week. Why am I mentioning all this censorship stuff? Because it is the same story as the Russia collusion hoax. This is why it was such a big deal. And you saw people like Matt Taibbi and Michael Schellenberger, probably the world's foremost journalist covering censorship and the censorship industrial complex being built throughout the globe. Well, the same people we keep talking about with the Russia collusion hoax, John Brennan and James Comey and all of these people. The FBI literally built the censorship industrial complex in Brazil. And Brazil has pursued criminal charges against Americans for things they write and publish online in America on American soil. So it hasn't stopped, folks. It hasn't stopped. Because in the modern age, just putting out the propaganda and paying the journalists to spew it is not enough. You need censorship now. And they are preparing for the moment when Trump goes out of office and they win the presidency and they can begin extraditing Americans for trial in Europe because they got to get around the First Amendment. And that is why they must be put in handcuffs. Folks, the FBI, in partnership with a Soros NGO, built the censorship program in Brazil. Did you see what Trump just did this week? There is a massive, desperate. We have entered the hot phase of the war against the deep state. Do not send me a text saying, "Why is this old news?" No, we're in the middle of the war. Are you kidding? Trump's bleeding out one end, bleeding out the other side. He's been hit this way, hit that way. There's smoke everywhere. No one could tell who's winning. We're in a fog of war. We are in the heat of the battle. Did you see what he did this week? It's all related. This is all the same story. 50% tariff. Boom! On Brazil. Why? He wanted Europe to get a good look at that. Because they didn't include censorship in the trade deal. And Trump was very clear, we're going to negotiate that next. Trump was standing next to the dictator, Keir Starmer, the Nazi name sounding dictator of the UK. And the media asked a wild question this week. Keir Starmer is getting ready to censor True Social, and he's already putting people in prison for what they write on it, raiding their homes. And the reporter asks, like, you two are sitting right here, you know, is Keir Starmer going to stop censoring Donald Trump or what? And Trump said, well, you know, I hope, he kind of gaffed it off. He said, well, you know, I hope nothing that, you know, we would write on True Social would cause any problems, right? And Keir Starmer lies and goes, oh, we're just combating teen suicide. We take down posts that cause teens to kill themselves. Well, that's not what they do. They take down posts that they claim are Russian disinformation, which is anything that makes liberals worldwide look bad. And number two, anything on migration. Because they're running a voter drive too. Again, just 3 weeks ago, who went there to help them set up this system and give them the credibility for it? It was John Brennan. There has never been a time in America where a guy needed a set of handcuffs on him worse than John Brennan. This system is waiting for us like a dragnet. Should they ever get power again? Folks, and I say this in all seriousness, if they ever get power again, and I'm talking win the presidency, which is routine for Democrats, right? They win it sometimes. We won't know till it ends if we will ever have any of our basic Bill of Rights protections again. We won't know till it ends if we're going to have to shoot our way out of it. We almost did last time. They had everything censored in lockdown. They thought they had won, and that is why they are doing this stuff. They were then building it out in one big world government based on a backbone, on a spine of censorship. And Mike Benz nails it. He used to be a higher up at the State Department, but he turned on them. And here's what he tweeted last night. He is looking at what was just declassified, the stuff they were hiding in the burn bags. And he says the legal predicate for the entire censorship industrial complex, both inside the country, but the one that the deep state's still building outside the country, is this line. In this incredible paragraph that lays it all out. This is the one from the memo that Russia actually hacked Soros' organization. This is what they got. It's a memo commemorating a conversation that they were having. And I don't think they're involved. I think that they were just having a conversation about it with the head of the DNC. Here's what it says. Hillary Rodham Clinton approved Julia's idea about Trump and Russian hackers. So Julia's part of Hillary's campaign. Hillary Rodham Clinton approved Julia's idea about Trump and Russian hackers hampering U.S. elections. So it was Julia's idea. Yeah. Did it happen? No. No Russia collusion? No. No Russia intervention? No. Except the hacking to get this. That should distract people from Hillary's own missing emails, especially if the affair goes to the Olympic level. The point is making the Russian play a U.S. domestic issue. And then this line. This is the line that is being used to drag people from their homes in the U.K. right now. Say something like a critical infrastructure threat for the election to feel menace That was the predicate. The justification. Do you remember when they went to Facebook and they said, listen, you got to let us set up a FBI headquarters inside Facebook. You got to let us censor these people. Why? Critical infrastructure threat. Foreign threat. Where did they get the right to do that? This is my main beef with Trump. He signed an executive order giving it to them. They could shut down social media that did not censor Russian threats. And I've long wondered, if I could ask Trump one question, he signed that executive order. If you read the first two pages, your eyes glaze over. Yeah, blurring, blah, 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 blah. It's hidden in there in a paragraph. Did he read it? I don't know. But he gave him the authority to do this. And then they went on a worldwide campaign of terror. Now, Trump is not on that page anymore. He's doing the opposite. And I've often thought he didn't really read what he was shining. But listen to Zuckerberg reacting to what it was like to have them inside of this, all based on this lie that Hillary told, that there was Russia collusion and we were in this terrible danger from the Russians. Here's Mark Zuckerberg.
We said, no, we're not going to take down humor and satire. We're not going to take down things that are true. And I don't know, then like all these different agencies and branches of government basically just like started investigating, coming after our company. It was brutal.
That was him talking to Joe Rogan when he announced he wasn't censoring for these hacks anymore. Donald Trump out this morning after this bombshell. We got it, folks. This is it. We got everything we need. We got it all in the Russia collusion hoax. That's the big news this morning. It's a big takeaway. We've had bits and pieces of it before, mostly from whistleblowers and people who've seen the intel, but we never had the intel, which meant we could never take action. We can't now. We have it all. And they could try to hide this and lie about this all they want. But, I mean, the screenshots of it are already going viral on X. It's not 2020 anymore. Here's FBI Director Kash Patel and what he tweeted. We uncovered this annex along with thousands of other documents buried in a back room at the FBI in burn bags. It revealed a highly classified piece of the Durham report, evidence that the Clinton campaign plotted to frame President Trump and fabricate the Russia collusion hoax. We worked with Chairman Grassley and declassified the documents immediately, and now the American people can see the truth for themselves. We've never had this before, folks. That's what's different. This should be a step toward justice, he writes. There will be more to come. Your FBI will keep being relentless to get the truth out. Okay, and what's different before? Trump has never controlled the FBI before or even come close. In fact, he had an FBI director, Christopher Wray, who he appointed and who unfortunately immediately set to work trying to put him in prison, probably to cover up what we're seeing now, this data. That guy was never going to get this stuff. We never had a way to get our hands on it before. Now we do. And here's the thing. Yes, it's frustrating because for years, this has been right in front of us. I want to go back to this. This is from 2018. I want to play it for you because it's taken on new significance. It is the liar, James Comey, sitting down with George Stephanopoulos. Listen to this.
Did you tell him that the Steele dossier had been financed by his political opponents?
No. I didn't even think I used the term Steele dossier. I just talked about additional material.
But did he have a right to know that?
That it had been financed by his political opponents? I don't know the answer to that. It wasn't necessary for my goal, which was to alert him that we had this information.
Did you mention it was financed by his opponents? It was totally fake. No, and I didn't see any reason to tell him that while I was framing him, surveilling him, trying to take him down. No, I didn't tell. All right, somebody reminded me. I started to set up to play the epic rant of the week, and then I got distracted. It is J.D. Vance on Europe killing itself. Take a listen.
We have to remember that is the cradle of Western civilization. The entire idea of Christian civilization that led to the founding of the United States of America, that was formed in Europe. The cultural bonds, the religious bonds, these things are going to last beyond political disagreements. But I think that Europe And frankly, I would have said this about America a year ago, but Europe is at risk, I think, of creating, of engaging in civilizational suicide. They are unable to, or unwilling, too many countries to control their borders. You see them starting to push back against that, and good, that's a good thing. You see them starting to limit the free speech of their own citizens, even as those citizens are protesting against things like the border invasion that got Donald Trump and a number of European leaders elected. So look, I want Europe to thrive. I want them to be an important ally. Part of that is going to be Europe respecting its own people, respecting its own sovereignty, and America can't do that job for them. If you have a country like Germany, where you have another few million immigrants come in from countries that are totally culturally incompatible with Germany, then it doesn't matter what I think about Europe. Germany will have killed itself, and I hope they don't do that because I love Germany and I want Germany to thrive.
Amen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.